Hello and welcome to Holistic Mental Health and Healing with Dr. Tyler Woods, PhD. Please remember this show does not diagnose illness or prescribe treatments. Please see your primary care physician for such needs. Now let's take the holistic journey with Dr. Tyler Woods.
Hi, this is Tyler Woods, and welcome to Holistic Mental Health. You know, today, it's a tough topic. And I can never write or talk enough about people who are either quick to point a finger at someone else or is not able to be accountable. In the real world, I call it taking responsibility. And some people have a difficult time doing that. And I think it's important to know that it empowers us to have this wonderful opportunity that gives us the power to learn and be a better person. It helps us become more self-aware, and it can really help our relationships with those around us because it helps us communicate better. But most importantly, taking responsibility and being accountable offers us all a chance to learn, make changes, and to improve our behavior. And a shower thought was born. Let me ask you something. Do you know someone who struggles with taking responsibility for their actions, their mistakes, or their wrongdoings? I do. Perhaps you're the one who struggles to admit it when you're wrong. I don't know. But here's what I know. I'm sober, and I'm coming up on 34 years being sober. And in AA, they taught us to promptly admit when we were wrong, or to promptly admit it, to admit our mistakes. However, there are people who cannot even recognize it, let alone take responsibility. Accepting responsibility for our actions demonstrates self-awareness and a belief that we can change and learn and do better. On the other hand, if people don't think they've done anything wrong and are filled with excuses, they have no reason to change. And that can be difficult. And to them, change is scary. It's not my fault. I didn't do it. You made me do it. You made me say it. Oh, the wonderful sounds of the species that's called the finger pointers. The ones who would rather make excuses than take responsibility and learn. You may know them by their sayings like, you made me say or do, or it's your fault, or perhaps you've heard, no, I didn't do it, or yeah, well, I did it, but who cares? Or I did it, and then you listen to endless wanderings and excuses as to why. I am rather simple. If I've done something wrong, I'm more than likely going to say, oops, sorry, and I have to take whatever actions I need to clean up, and then move forward. It's quick, and it sends me down a peaceful path. No, it is not easy. And if we did not have a good role model growing up, and I certainly didn't, it can be very difficult for some people. If I don't know I did something wrong and someone points it out, then I'll have a discussion, I'll admit it, and I'll move on. There's no need to prolong it. Promptly admit it. I'm grateful AA taught that to me. But I believe the sad thing about not taking responsibility is it's difficult to learn and grow and attempt to cultivate positive communication and a lifestyle when you're too busy making excuses. So why don't people take responsibility? Well, that would be volumes of books, and I can't put it in this simple little thing, but the simplest answer is fear. Whether it's unattended trauma, being blamed, fear of consequences, it really is about fear and fear of consequences. They might get in trouble or hurt or not believed. However, it is easier to blame someone else for a problem or mistake rather than take responsibility. And this behavior can stem from the desire to avoid consequences or protect your own self or deflect attention from your own shortcomings. Listen, I was a drunk. And as a drunk, I rarely took responsibility for my actions. And I really mean I had a lot of actions. I drove drunk. I said things drunk. I performed on stage drunk. It wasn't fair. I was mean sometimes. But when I got sober, I was told I had to take responsibility for my actions. Whoa. I really did struggle with the idea that a lot of what's going on in my life and a lot of what was going wrong in my life was my lack of responsibility. I certainly was never taught that I needed to be responsible. And so I was grateful when I finally learned that the best action I can take is to take responsibility. And once I stopped blaming everyone else or found excuses, I was able to trace many of my wrongdoings back to not so great decisions and communication. And when you trace it back that you have a role in it, I now get that we all make bad decisions and mistakes and that it's okay. I now understand what we have a choice between blaming someone else or taking responsibility, learning the lesson, and moving on. And I realize that when I take responsibility for my actions, I get to have the realization that I did play some kind of role in the situation and that I have some degree of accountability. And I don't mind being accountable as it makes me more responsible. However, it means I need to acknowledge there is a problem, identify it, and not make excuses as to why, but rather to learn, process, and move ahead. And nobody said it would be easy, believe me. But we need to identify why we struggle with taking responsibility in order to break free from our reasoning as to why we have a difficult time. If we don't, we'll never improve. So try not to get stuck in the same patterns of your lack of responsibility and use it as an opportunity to grow. There are people who really are not aware that they're not taking responsibility because it's become such a habit. Sometimes it's due to the lack of walking in a conscious state, which traditional psychology says that it's related to a take-it-easy stance towards life. But in Buddhist psychology, it's suggested we refrain from ways of thinking and behaving that really create unnecessary suffering for ourselves or others. And it's important to be aware and alert and mindful. There needs to be a willingness to take responsibility. Fear of responsibility is often an irrational fear, or anticipatory anxiety. And basically, if people have a low tolerance towards certain emotions like fear or anxiety, they may fear consequences. So for them, it's a little easier to live in a comfort zone, comfortable emotions, and they don't want to experience the roller coaster of the emotions that come with taking responsibility and really growing. And I think it's important to admit that if you're afraid or that the fear is way involved, then learn to walk through that fear. Reach out to a friend, to a counselor, to a spiritual leader, but talk about becoming resilient. Nothing like a good walk in fear. I admit it, though, fear sucks. However, it's part of everyday life. But not doing nothing is far worse than fear itself. So do something. Learn positive communication skills. Be mindful and walk through your fears, because taking responsibility for your life allows you that gratification of knowing you are growing, and it is showing. Life gives us plenty of moments to be responsible, and it certainly provides us with a peace of mind, and we're able to walk more in peace. And speaking of walking in peace, this is Tyler Woods saying walk in peace.